It's time for the Warrior Way podcast, brought to you by Winona State Athletics and Layton Media, hosted by Liam Statz.
Back to another episode of the Warrior Way here, brought to you by The Fan Winona. I'm your host, Liam Statz. Joining us once again, head coach Seth Wing. Seth, thanks so much for coming back with us today.
Man, it's good to be back, and good to be back now that spring has arrived officially.
First 75-degree day that we had, I was on my balcony. I was in shorts, and I felt alive. And then the very next day, it was like 34 degrees. I didn't care. That 75-degree day is enough to keep me going.
Amen. I know. It's such a different vibe around the team and the field and at games when the weather's good. It's just such a beautiful thing.
Well, it's baseball weather.
It's the way it's meant to be.
Exactly. You know, when there's not overcast, you know, it's blue skies and yep. It's warm and you can be having a good day at the ballpark and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, thanks again for coming with us. Your team's done something very exciting. You were back in the NSIC tournament for the first time since 2023. A couple of years of right on the edge there, finally back in it. You won three of the last five to clinch. What's going down the stretch of that season? What was your message to the team?
Yeah, I tell you what, starts with our seniors, and you really, this time of year, you ride your seniors as far as their leadership and the day-to-day. You know, they're playing their last college games at any moment. And so you lean into them. They rose to the occasion. We had Clayton Hawkins this past weekend was unbelievable, leaving a huge exclamation point in his career at Lowry Field. And you lean into it, and those guys rose to it. They've been great all year, and the consistency of their attitude, the consistency of their day-to-day effort, they're playing for each other, pulling from one another, and it really starts with them. And it showed here this back half of the season, and I couldn't be more excited. And we feel like we can go into this tournament and be dangerous. And quite frankly, you know, we've beaten everybody in this league. And so the fact that we've done it already gives us the confidence that we can go win this tournament. So that's our mindset going into it.
Yeah, you guys took 2 of 3 against Northern State this last weekend to cap off the regular season, including a 27-8 victory on Saturday. That's fantastic. I mean, I think that's about as complete a win as you guys could possibly ask for.
Yeah, the ball was flying at Lowry. That right field porch was looking awfully good for their hitters, too. I mean, giving up 8 runs. I mean, they had several home runs, and we did as well. But it was just such a hitter's day, and you could obviously tell. And we got deep into their bullpen, and it just became free hitting at that point. Yeah. So I just give our guys credit. I mean, they didn't give away any at-bats. And I tell you what, it's easy to get big and, you know, maybe swing at pitches you shouldn't and try to hit the ball to the park and give away ABs, and they didn't. We were locked in every pitch, and that's what we've been talking about, and a ton of credit to our players for just staying the course.
It's like what you see in the MLB when you're down quite a few scores, they bring in like a position player in, and sometimes they get a strikeout because, you know, you're expecting that 45-mile-per-hour like lob right in there. You swing over the top of it, and now you're headed back to the dugout looking kind of silly.
No doubt. No. We did have a couple pitchers hit in our big inning, so that was fun. Our seniors, they got to go out.
That's so cool.
Their career as a PO getting an AB in their last appearance of their career.
I think that's a really good way to kind of cap off a senior season, all that stuff. You get a chance. That is actually very exciting.
So fun. It fires the dugout up every time. It's so cool. You watch these guys, and I'm over there coaching the bases, and I see Boyd Skiller. He's one of our seniors. He's over there taking dry hacks, you know, just he's getting ready to jump in for that at bat, and I was just cracking up, and I love it. The energy was so cool.
Did you make that decision, or did they kind of sneak in on
you? Yeah,
no,
we made it. We made it. It was something that as we started to, we put together a really big inning. I don't even know how many runs we ended up scoring, but I think we sent 20 runners to the plate, or 20 hitters to the plate, and you know, two of them got to be senior pitchers. So pretty cool.
That is a really good way to kind of cap off the regular season. Yeah. Like I said, you won 3 of the last 5 to clinch the 6th seed. You're going to face UMary next Wednesday at 6. This is a team that you have seen before. Preparations, you know, you get a kind of a couple days of rest here, and it's you go out to UMary, right? Or is there a host site?
Yeah, where everything's in Sioux Falls. Okay. So we're all heading to, all 8 teams are heading to Sioux
still
Falls.
Still quite a while for you guys to drive, but
we'll take it. But no, Mary presents a great challenge. I mean, they have had an outstanding, probably their best regular season in the history of their program. They were very well coached, and they will be prepared well. They have a veteran club. They, you know, we start a lot of sophomores and underclassmen in our lineup, and they are what we're going to be in 2 years. They have all these guys that have played and started for 2 or 3 years and have 600 college at bats. And so they're just going to be really tough outs. And we did play three out of our 4 games with them were outstanding. One time they blew us out, but it's a great matchup for us. And I feel as good as anything going up against them. They're currently ranked number six in the Central region. So if the season were to end today, they'd make the NCAA tournament as an at-large bid, which is really cool for our league. And it's a great opportunity for us to show that we have arrived as a team that's going to compete in the Central region and be an NCAA tournament team. If not this year, we'd have to win the tournament. But in the future, knowing the youth of our lineup, I think we're coming strong.
Just about to comment on the youth. Yeah, you said it's like what your team will be in a couple of years. I think for you guys to make the NSIC tournament as early, I would say, as you have, is quite a credit. It kind of reminds you of like the Washington Commanders of the NFL a couple of years ago, 100%. Where they got there really early, shocked the world, made it to the conference finals. So I'd say that this is probably a really good stepping stone to other seasons and just let it ride, you know.
The experience they're going to gain this week, where however this lands, whether it's to run the table and win a conference championship and make the NCAA tournament, or they have to battle through, or they go 0-2, we're going to be fine with whatever happens, knowing that we put the work in, and the experience that they're going to gain is just going to be priceless for us moving forward as a program.
Yeah. So the first game's on Wednesday, and it's a double elimination game. So that is sat till Saturday, pretty much.
Correct.
Okay. So potentially quite a slog for these guys, but it's some stuff that they're in, used to, I would say, especially the last half of this, or even like the last stretch of the season. You guys went out to Crookston, came back, immediately went to Duluth. So they're used to grueling schedules full of long days.
There's no doubt about it. The deepest team will win this tournament, the deepest team on the mound. And so I tell you what, I don't know if our ones match up, ones versus ones on the hill. I don't know how well we match up against the upper echelon of this league, but we get past that game one. If we can figure out a way to get through game one with a win, we've got as good a chance and as deep of a staff as anybody in this league. And so this first one will be a big challenge. And if we can figure out a way to get that done, I really would feel good about us making a strong run right to the title. So we'll see how this plays, but the season and the NSIC conference schedule definitely prepares you for this tournament.
Who, if you got past game one, who would you face?
Yeah, we'd play the winner of Minot State and Mankato. And I tell you what, Minot might be one of the hotter teams in the entire league. They kind of rose from the ashes and knocked St. Cloud out of the tournament and them in. They were pretty far down there 3 weeks ago and just went on a really special run. So they're quite a dangerous matchup for Mankato, but we played Minot in February. It seems like 2 years ago. So and then we beat and had a heck of a doubleheader with Mankato a few weeks ago and split, which seemed like a very evenly matched doubleheader. So either way, we play if we win, we play the winner. If we lose, we play the loser on Thursday.
Okay. And that is a lot of history between you guys and Mankato as well, obviously, just with that rivalry being there. So really not bad matchups for the club at either spot, really.
Not at all. We were very confident going to anybody that we were going to play this weekend. So I'm excited. And certainly if we win and Mankato wins, that feels juicy.
Yeah, that is a matchup that nobody will want to miss. So
no.
So like that. You guys are everything's moving, I think, to Midco the next season, right? So how does that kind of change the outlook and eyes on your program?
Yeah, no, I do think it's exciting time for our program. And I think it's going to be something that we have to continue to build and provide a great experience for our student athletes and be able to get ourselves in a chance to play for a conference championship every single year. I think we have the foundation in place. We have the right energy with our group. We have the guys that have the desire to win and all of that. So I'm excited for the next steps and we're looking forward to it. There's no doubt about it.
Now, if you can share, obviously it's still that point in the season. You're not really looking forward to next season as of yet. If you kind of with recruiting and stuff like that, are there people that you're excited to bring in and stuff like that?
Yeah, I tell you what, we do have a great class coming in of pitchers. We have a really good catcher coming in and just an extremely good athlete that can pitch and play the outfield. And so I'm excited that what we're now bringing in, we seem so much more focused on exactly what we need. Where the first couple of years out recruiting, there was just this uncertainty from my perspective being, I was out of the league for 13 years or 12 years. So it took a minute to kind of get,
COVID's
100%, and to just figure out exactly what we're looking for. And now we've got, it's really exciting now heading out on the road. And as soon as our season finishes, it's going to be the first thing we do. We go out and watch our incoming 2020 guys that will be coming in the fall. We'll go watch them play their senior season of high school and finish up and tournament runs and all of that. And then we'll just hit the ground running right into the 2027 grads and getting into club ball tournaments and Legion games and showcases and trying to get in front of as many people as we can. So.
I like that you said Legion games and stuff like that. You know, the Legettes here are very popular alongside the Chiefs. And yeah. I think there's a couple of former Warriors that play for the Chiefs as well. So, you know, all those town ball leagues and stuff, it's kind of cool.
So fun. That's what summers are supposed to be about.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's why I think it was, we had Hawkins and Funky mm-hmm. in a couple of episodes ago to talk baseball with them. And they had mentioned Iowa, they do things differently where their high school leagues entirely through the summer.
Yeah.
I'm like, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. There's something about school. And I grew up in Iowa as well. And you know, your high school plays a 40 game summer schedule against
That's
high schools.
Awesome.
And there's something about the pride of playing for your school. And that community rises to the occasion. And I remember going to watch Jack and his game to go to the state tournament. There was probably felt like 2,000 people there. The energy was unbelievable. And so that's something that I think is a little unique, you know, about what Iowa brings to the table from their summer season. Now, those student athletes do get to miss out on a lot of camps. They do miss out on showcases and all of that. They're kind of stuck in that season. And they might not get some of the opportunities that some of the other kids that play spring that they can do from a travel scene and showcase and camp scene.
He did say though that it was like it kind of like naturally prepared him for college, right? Because you know he didn't graduate and then all of a sudden he didn't see his friends anymore, and it's a whole summer of figuring out kind of what he wanted to do. You know, didn't let the like anxiety or like Sunday scaries set in.
Yeah.
It just kind of helped. He was like, okay, cool. We're playing baseball, playing baseball, playing baseball. Baseball's over. I'm right into college.
Yeah.
Right. So it just kind of let him bridge that gap a little bit. And I also think it does, you know, even though they miss out on like the showcases and travel ball and stuff, like I think it kind of supplements itself, right? Like you said,
no
you know, when they reach those tournaments and stuff like that, you know, they don't have to play them at Legion games all that much. You know, they play high school baseball. They reach the tournament, it's still a pretty big crowd.
100%. There's no doubt about it. It is a very special situation that they have down there for sure.
Yeah. I think that's all the questions I really have kind of about the season. Besides, you know, Crookston, tough slog. Two of those games were just by one run.
Right.
I immediately to Duluth, you took one of two, which was not bad, including not a pitcher's duel in a 17-12 game on April 29th. Yeah. But you guys came out of that and bounced back three of the last five to clinch the sixth seed back in the tournament for the first time in about 6 years. Mm-hmm. And it was your first winning season since 2019. So this is your first winning season as a head coach.
Yeah. Super excited about the foundation. All the credit goes to the guys. I mean, as coaches, we try to build a system in place for these guys to really flourish in and help provide them accountability, provide them structure, provide them guidance, but just let them roll. And this group has taken it and run. And as I told them after the game on Saturday that clinched the winning season and clinched the berth into the tournament, that this is now the baseline. There's no more going back. I mean, this is basically going to be the low point moving forward. And so if we can continue with this system and process and continue to bring the right players in, which I truly feel we have, the ceiling is so high for
us. It's limitless,
And you watch our softball program and what Coach Jones is doing, and it's just, he has the roadmap and he's the gold standard in this department. And so I continue to watch him and how he navigates thing and learn and lean into him and his expertise and those sorts of things. I mean, it's exciting. And I hope this field goes through for us to get a new yard in the city. And that could be just such a huge, huge stepping stone for our program.
Well, funny you bring that up. That's going to be my next question. You know, shifting gears a little bit, you have been talks. I forget where it is currently. I think it went to a council vote or something like that. It would be, I think, next to the softball field.
Yeah.
It's kind of on the, just basically right across the street from where your current, where Lowry Field is currently. Two questions. Number one, how is that new field going to look? You know, have you been in that process at all?
I have not. I've seen a rendering. It seems standard at this moment, but I do hope
turf
that they
infield?
There will be turf. Okay. They're going to turf the softball field as well.
Cool.
That's in the plan. And then they may even, you know, with it being a city and Winona State joint venture here, there's talks of maybe a soccer field or two down there too, just to get some turf space. Yeah. And, you know, we're all trying to be active in the springtime, and this weather doesn't always allow for us to do that. And it just makes all the sense in the world from a maintenance standpoint and playability standpoint. I think every college baseball program should have turf. It's just,
especially in the Midwest. 100%. Yeah.
100%. So that is just so exciting. And, but I do hope that they bring some of the quirks of Lowry Field to the new place. You know, I think what's unique about Lowry is the setting, but also the uniqueness of the dimensions. So perhaps there's opportunity there. I'm not sure I'll have much say in it, but certainly I hope that that's something to be considered.
Cool. And that kind of raises my second question of what is going to happen to Lowry Field then?
Yeah, no, I know the university president, Ken Jans, has a great vision for our facilities and our athletic department and university as a whole. He is spectacular in every sense of the word. And so he really wants eventually that we need an indoor football training, you know, center, essentially.
So just be right next to the...
Be right there. Cool, yeah. And then that allows soccer, baseball, softball. Softball could play games inside.
Inside of it, yeah.
Yes, we'd be able to practice and scrimmage in there. I mean, obviously things would be going... You'd have netting and stuff off of roofs, and it would be probably like a vinyl or some sort of ceiling that could take that. Baseball's essentially hitting it.
Or perhaps dome like in Rhineland or 100%. Oxford.
Yeah, exactly. And then also an indoor track and field. So that's what we're missing from a facility. And again, a lot of credit goes to Mason Rabarchuk, our track coach. He does such a great job and really doesn't have a track. That'd be like us having a baseball program and not having a field. They do share at the high school. Or at Jefferson Elementary at Palm Hill So they could get something here on campus from an indoor facility, and then they would keep that as their outdoor.
I think that it's a perfect use, you know, just so that it's not just another baseball field just sitting there or something like that. It'd actually be a really cool, because I think that's kind of what in the community, whenever something new happens, obviously people are a little apprehensive of it. But I think the fact that there is, no, this isn't just going to be just there, right? It's not sitting there collecting dust. Like, there is a plan for it, I think, is kind of what is helping it push it forward and all that stuff.
No doubt. And it's truly going to be a community shared facility. I mean, this is obviously Winona State's kind of spearheading this thing, but it is going to be a community facility with the baseball softball complex down the lake. This is, we're all in and utilizing all the resources and all the people in the community that can use these facilities if this actually does go through.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, just like kind of like the Rochester Dome, or you know, you could even have your high school play in there, you know, high school softball,
youth leagues. Yeah, there's so much potential if we're able to pull this off.
Yeah, well, Coach, I think that's the only questions I have. You know, kind of that second win that I got there. I don't know if you could tell, kind of hurting for questions, but thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck next Wednesday, and if there's anything you could leave to the listeners, what would it be?
Yeah, no, I think this program is on the rise, and I really feel that we've got a team that can make some noise here, not only this year, but the foreseeable future. So appreciate you guys supporting the athletic department and providing this opportunity for people to get some inside info and all of that. So thanks for all you do. And we're excited for the next steps here.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Coach, for coming on. And best of luck.
Yeah. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Warrior Way podcast, brought to you by Winona State Athletics and Layden Media. Tune in next time for more exciting WSU sports talk and news.